flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Who knew Barcel Nate hated De'Ami Brown so much just weeks after dubbing him Mr. January?
And you haven't figured out yet, Nate is a hater.
I don't think he's a hater. I get what he's saying. Like,
he's a hater.
You'd like to have more offense on Washington's. You'd like to have more at the skill position.
You want more, but, you know, he wasn't that bad. And no. He's trying to make a scene.
Right. I don't know, man. It's Beamish, do you think this is a?
Hey, I know, yeah.
I didn't actually think.
You know what? I'd probably make it happen. Myles Garrett is damn good.
And money.
he could be his birthday could be the same as Jeff's whack ass, and he'll still try to sign because he could play.
Jeff catching shrapnel over here.
I ain't whack.
Hey, I don't know, bro.
Jeff's out here trying to take B. Mitch's lunch. How do we think that's going to go?
Jeff is just talking like he always does.
Jeff, you think you'll be able to take B. Mitch's lunch?
Hell no.
If I wanted to.
If I didn't have respect
for Big Bro, I could take his lunch.
I give you straight approval not to have respect for me and try taking it.
Landfill, people don't realize how often we deal with Jeff physically threatening B. Mitch, and then eventually it goes nowhere. I find it just silly, but it's a thing that happens with some frequency. I think it drives you nuts.
Man.
It's kind of fun.
Sometimes you just got to fight. Hold on. I was about to say, he be the main culprit telling me to beat up B. Mitch.
You know why? Because both of y'all can't. So y'all might want to try together. Hey, Brian, you might want to help him out, too.
Yeah, White Brian, do you think you could take B. Mitch?
I think 3-on-1 might be what I need.
I guarantee me, Landfill, and White Brian, I'm going to kick the ball off to you. We're going to tackle you.
That ain't going to happen, Jeff.
No. Listen, Beamish beat up me and Pete Haley at the same time simultaneously. And, like, we pushed him to a point where he finally was like, all right, I've had enough of this. And we were incredibly intoxicated. I don't think that made the slightest bit of difference.
And I was, too.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. All right, talking about these Commanders.
Let's get it.
Obviously, do you know the number of free agents they have?
I would say
of a 53-man roster.
They may have 20. More than that?
Yeah.
24.
No.
Well, they signed 35 people, basically.
28 unrestricted free agents.
28 of them? But you know what, though? I suspect two may be back for sure that were like the veteran guys, which I think had a great impact on the team this year. There are going to be some other guys who, like first year, second year, third, the younger guys, they'll be coming back. They'll make them an offer. You're not losing all 28. by no stretch.
Well, and dude,
but then on top of it, you need some other people to come
on some level. People can talk about wanting this, wanting that. You're gonna have to bring some of these people back.
Yeah, some gonna come back, and then you're gonna. But I think if they keep the mindset, they keep that mantra that they had going, and bring in people that matches that, that may be better talented than some guys that were here, they could take a step forward.
Dude, so this is, I'm reading now from NFL.com. The Commanders have an absurd 28 unrestricted free agents heading into March per Over the Cap, including strong defensive contributors like Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn, Benjamin St. Juice, Noah I, which I can actually pronounce, I think, Igbinogheni, yep. Dante Fowler, tight end Zach Ertz, and essentially every wide receiver outside of Terry McLaurin and Luke McCaffrey. It will be extremely tough to bring the whole band back. However, Washington has the advantage of a rookie contract quarterback and a whopping $78 million in cap space, third most in the league. Even if the team looks much different in 2025, it should be as competitive, if not better, with the right offseason moves.
I'll throw something at you. Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs were in it, right?
Yeah.
They're going to get rid of some people. They're not bringing back the same band. Why the hell should we? I mean, if you're going to be competing against guys who are going to try and improve after winning the Super Bowl, shouldn't you? We automatically have to try and improve to be able to match right up with that. So teams never come back exactly the same. Win the Super Bowl or don't.
Well, dude, I think that was the overwhelming sentiment from a locker room cleanout the day after the Eagles game,
yeah,
when the Commanders season was done, is that everybody there knew this team would never be back together again.
Yeah, never look the same.
No team is. Like, that's just how it works. I think Wagner's going to be a really interesting one because I think Bobby Wagner allowed Frankie Louvu to be his best. And I think you need like a true Mike backer to help Louvu and let his athleticism. Yeah, dude. And just let his athleticism and downhill kind of mentality work. I think, you know, a guy that I like a lot and have for some time who I think is going to be, I don't know and really like Bobby. And it seems that Bobby really likes to be here. Obviously, he's got a relationship with Dan Quinn and AP. The kid Bolton from the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't.
Are they going to let him go?
They got a lot of decisions to make out there. Yeah,
they always do.
He's 25.
We always look at the Chiefs. The Chiefs always have a lot to worry about. And I don't. Sometimes it seems like they're playing with a different set of money than we're playing with, than everybody else playing with. Because they'll have to be signing all kind of damn people.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know that he's like, he's not the tackle machine that Wagner has been, but that dude could play, man. He had 106 tackles, 3 sacks this year. It kind of a down the radar player I'd be really interested in. I wonder if they have a evaluation. This is from Over the Cap.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You're probably getting him less than 10 mil, maybe right around 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's a young man. He's 25 years old. Second round pick back, I don't know, in 21. Played his college ball in Missouri. 5'11", 240. I mean, that's that linebacker build. That's Fletch. You know, like, that's just, those dudes are barrel chested.
I feel like Jeff. Oh, I mean, got to add 40 more pounds. Sorry.
It is always funny. Like, I'm 5'11", 195, and when I see football players listed at that, we wear it very differently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeff, 5'11", 240.
6'1", 280.
Hey, when you gonna look like Aaron Donald?
What?
I'm working on it, dog. I'm working on it.
You've been working on Aaron Donald for over a year now. I
forgot about Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's coming for
he
you.
He is Aaron Donald.
He ate Aaron Donald.
Doug, I still can beat you in the race.
Me?
I probably can, JP. I don't see you being fast, bro. Not distance.
Okay.
But probably, like,
what constitutes distance? 400 meters?
Shoot, we can run the 40 and I'll beat you.
Oh, I think that would actually be interesting. I don't know what would happen.
I would love to see it.
I'm 43 years old.
Don't worry about your age.
I was about to say, hold on. What age got to do with anything?
He got you by 85 pounds.
I was about to say, be like 200 years old and beat up you and Pete.
I can't stress this to people enough. Brian was a professional athlete for over a decade.
Yeah, but he is really old.
And it was two of y'all.
And I'm not worried about you two that's talking.
Because
the one, Lanfield, I'm going to just come over there and push you out your chair.
Racing, I'm down to race, Jeff. I don't know who will win.
This is a sturdy chair, B. You ain't pushing me out of this.
Oh, I can push you out of that chair.
Who you got, me versus Jeff, in a 40, B?
I think it'd be a dead heat.
I think it might be. Now, Jeff, I'll say this. Anything over 100 meters, I'm going to smoke you.
Tis true.
All right, we'll see if we can't get me and Jeff set up racing. Well, we know nothing about White Brian's athletic profile. He looks skinny.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.